Superbug? Meet Super Traveler. When I started traveling in my teens, half of my luggage contained beauty products, bulky hot rollers, makeup by the bucket, and a spectrum of nail polishes. My suitcase needed layers of duct tape to keep the works from springing open on the airport carousel. Spontaneous travel was not a phrase in my vocabulary. After those teen years, my total luggage weight decreased. Eventually, I could skip onto planes with nothing more than a carry-on and a light heart. Considering my destinations were generally warm, the basic wardrobe of shorts, t-shirts, and bikinis required minimal packing. After all, most toiletries and more clothing can be purchased on arrival. Something remarkable occurred at an untraceable juncture. I transformed into a travel superhero. Maybe I'd skimmed too many online horror stories about unprepared travelers. Suddenly, I was never far from my bulging purse, and I was prepared for any contingency, including airport delays and minor medical ailments. Where I once journeyed with a toothbrush, now I carry a Ziploc bag of cough drops, antacids, and pre-moistened wipes, to name a few. These emergency supplies give me a heightened sense of security. I'm not done. I also drag along a six-pack of sunblock with SPFs in the triple digits. And don't forget the mini sewing kit. You never know. Buttons could pop and hems could fall with abandon. I'll be there, no longer with my spectrum of alluring nail polishes from my youth, but with my rainbow of threads. Move over, Spider-Man. Super Traveler is on this journey. I've swapped my hot rollers for bandages and alcohol swabs. Instead of a big makeup mirror taking space in my carry-on, I bring spare socks and undies in case my luggage goes missing. There's always room for a few granola bars and juice boxes. Hey, someone in my orbit might suffer from low blood sugar. I've become the superwoman of all possibilities. In the airport, if Paul mentions he's leaving to find a washroom, I'll whisper, "Want anything for my special baggie?" I tilt my head down and raise my eyebrows, willing him in. "What?" And he looks at me as if I'm trying to sell him contraband. "You know, a toilet seat protector. Wet wipes?" I stop listing my wares as soon as he rolls his eyes and shakes his head. "I'm here if you change your mind," I call out while he walks away. On our last trip, I had plenty of satisfaction. After our first night of celebrating, Paul needed aspirin from too many cocktails, and then a bandage for his cut finger. If that wasn't pleasure enough, he asked if I'd brought a sewing kit because he found a tear in his favorite jeans. I couldn't stop grinning and repeating, "See? You laugh at my stuff, but now you're sure sounding sweet." It was only when he asked for the camera so we could take pictures of the ocean from our balcony that my know-it-all bliss ended. "Camera? I thought you brought it." I'd managed to bring the entire contents of our medicine cabinet, yet forgot to pack the camera. "Honey, what about some nice calamine lotion?" I said. "You're turning a little red in the face."